I'm James Crittenden, the Radio Futurologist. In the UK, Europe appears to be in the news for some reason or other. But how does European radio work? Well, across Europe, radio reaches 84% of people each week. Public radio is strong too. On average, 47% of Europeans listen to public radio every week, with a market share of 36%. But this overall figure hides some very wide variations, though. In Norway, as one example, NRK P1, a mix of music and speech, kind of a bit like Radio 2, I would guess, has a market share of 45% just on its own. The public broadcaster operates many more channels too. And in Denmark, which, like Norway, uses PPMs, radio listening actually increased last year, and DR's public P4 channel has a 35.5% market share. In contrast, Spain is dominated by Cadena Ser, a commercial radio network owned by Prisa, which I've probably pronounced incorrectly, and that has over 4.4 million listeners nationwide. In much of Europe, there are regulations which can appear a bit strange. 40% of the music on French radio needs to be in the French language, something that broadcasters are fighting against. Irish radio has a speech quota which it has to hit, and an Irish music quota is actively being debated. Good news for U2 and Bewitched. Radio licensing also differs between EU countries. Ireland or the UK have a set number of FM licenses and a set music format for each. However, in Italy, I'm told anyone can broadcast on FM as long as no interference is caused to any other broadcaster. I'm not sure how true that is, but a quick look at Virgin Radio Italy's FM frequencies page does underline how many transmitters are in operation there. Perhaps the most obvious thing about European radio is language and culture. It makes networked radio very difficult, so there are few EU-wide programmes. Instead, you see shared brands. There's very little content sharing. So while Europe appears to be in the news for some reason or other, I can't tell you how European radio works because I'm not sure there's any such thing, which, of course, makes it all the more fascinating. You can get my weekly newsletter at james.crid.land, and until next week, keep listening.